Joining us down the line from the UK, we have the Southern Africa Director for Human Rights Watch, Diwa Mavinga, and we take a look at the latest stories on the African continent. Diwa, as always, thank you so much for your time. Good morning and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning and thank you so much for having me on the show. Thank you.
Well, the big story, the Mozambique crisis in Cabo Delgado.
Yes, and particularly since the attacks on Palma Town on the 24th of March, we have seen a serious failing by the Mozambican authorities to say exactly what is happening and to restore peace and security to the town. And now there is a major humanitarian crisis with international aid agencies unable to help vulnerable civilians and with the Mozambican government unwilling and refusing to evacuate civilians to the safer parts of Pemba down south. So it's a major crisis, but particularly because the Mozambican authorities have not stepped up to the plate to do what needs to be done to protect civilians and also to address the root causes of this festering crisis in a province that is one of the richest in terms of natural gas and ruby mines, and yet one of the most impoverished because of massive corruption that has gripped Mozambique. So it is an ongoing crisis. We understand the Southern African Development Community is thinking of supporting, but again, the Mozambican government is unwilling to receive additional support and is not moving fast enough to guarantee the rights of civilians and to protect people who need help. And this has led to international companies, including the French gas giant Total, moving out of the province, not being able to continue with their activities because of serious security concerns.
Now, moving on to Botswana, tell us about the refugee crisis at the Dukwi camp.
Well, yes, the Botswana government is pursuing an anti-refugees agenda. It has a massive Dukwi camp in the middle of the desert, effectively. But now it has been moving over the last 2 years to push refugees out of the country, starting with the refugees from Namibia on the basis that they should be able to return to their country. And more recently, an ongoing operation to return refugees to Zimbabwe. Some of them have said they are being possibly returned because they do not feel that they can safely and securely go back to Zimbabwe. But the Mozambican authorities, the Botswana authorities, have been actively pushing in a way to clear the camp so that there are serious concerns from international rights groups about the rights of the refugees in that camp. There are other groups and nationalities, including those from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And we hope that the Botswana government will respect the 1951 UN Refugees Convention and respect the rights of refugees who are at Dukwi camp.
Rwanda commemorates 27 years since the 1994 genocide.
Oh, yes, and it's a big one. We know that on 6 April 1994, after the Rwandan president's plane was shot down over the Rwandan capital, Kigali, this then triggered 3 months of genocide, ethnic cleansing across Rwanda on an unprecedented scale, where Hutu political and military extremists carried out killings of approximately three-quarters of Rwanda's Tutsi population, leaving more than 500,000 people dead. And to date, you know, the consequences of this genocide remain. And one of the most glaring concerns there has been that the international community did not move in to support quickly enough. It was indifferent as the genocide was carried out over 3 months. And so in this month, Rwanda commemorates this genocide and remembers, you know, the survivors and also the efforts that never again should there be such serious crimes against humanity that can happen without accountability. And so it's a very said moment of reflection for Rwanda and also for the African continent and the entire international community in terms of how to ensure that such horrific events in history are not, you know, repeated and never happen again.
And finally, Zambia, tell us about the elections and the first batch of vaccines.
Well, yes, Zambia is preparing to go to elections on 12 August, but there are serious concerns already, particularly that there is massive lack of trust by the Zambian population in formal institutions, in key state institutions such as the judiciary, the police, as well as the Zambian Electoral Commission in terms of the capacity to deliver credible, free and fair elections. And also there have been spates of political violence and targets on opposition leaders, opposition activists, and civil society activists. And so there's huge concerns that perhaps these elections in August of the presidential candidate as well as the members of parliament could lead to, you know, widespread violence if people feel that their right to choose their leaders have not been respected. And of course, it is happening within the context of the COVID-19 pandemic, and Zambia has been very slow in terms of mobilizing resources and has only received just in the last 2 days its first batch of COVID-19 vaccines. So amid concerns that perhaps there could generally be a third wave of the spikes in the spread of the virus, it is quite concerning that elections are being organized in this context, and there is need for the Zambian authorities to ensure that, you know, they keep people safe during these massive election campaigns that are ongoing. In terms of social distancing, in terms of preventing the spread of the COVID-19 virus.
All right, Diva, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Have a great day. Go well.
Thanks. Bye.